Okay, Chavra. Last time we learned, we began the Halacha L'Maisa conversation about how, what do we do? Because practically speaking, we have three different things that are defined as Hargasha in the Piskei Tshuva. We have another thing that's defined as Hargasha in the Tshuva, the Maharam Shik. And all of these four things that seem to be defined as Hargasha kind of don't make it. Either they don't make it because in Metzius, women don't experience that sensation, or they don't make it because La Halacha, we don't hold of it, right? We don't hold of the Hargasha, the Maharam Shik. We don't hold of Zivas Dovar Lach. So what are we going to do? So we mentioned that there are some poskim who kind of say the back door that will go back to Shitos that would otherwise be rejected because less braver, we don't have a choice, right? We need to assume that we have nida min ha-toira, and that was one approach. And then we said the razzle-dazzle approach of Rabbi Willig, that Rabbi Willig effectively said, based on a chidushei harashba and a chuf of Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Willig said that maybe we should redefine hargasha, that hargasha just means derech re'iyasa v'kach. Hargasha just means that it's a normal way to see dam. Now, we noted last time that there's some difficulties in Rabbi Willig's approach. First of all, Rabbi Yashiv apparently said different things to different people at different times, because in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara, he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv is saying the backdoor approach, that really we'll have to rely on Hargasha Zivastav Alat, as man has said. Even though in that tshuva in Siman Pei Dalet, Rabbi Yashiv was saying something about hargasha is not a necessary component for re'iyah, rather just lack of hargasha is a pircha on your status as a nida, but it doesn't seem like Rabbi Yashiv necessarily holds that way. That was one ha'ara that we made last time we learned. The other more fundamental ha'ara that we made last time we learned is that Rabbi Willig's proof from the Rashba is questionable at best. You see, on the Gemara of Tarti Shmamina, so the Chidushei Haran answered the Tarti Shmamina, the fact that I can learn two dinim from the same word, Bibsara, that's because they're fundamentally the same din. Fundamentally, the halacha of Dam, Velo B'Shafir, Velo B'Shelia is the same as the din of Dam, Velo B'Hargasha, because you need Hargasha's Dam. Right, we pointed out that the Ran sounds like he holds of the Zivas Dover Lach, but fundamentally you need Hargashas Dam. That's what the Ran says. And comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba jumps up and down, and he spits water nickels. That's the official expression. I have no idea what it means. But the Rashba jumps up and down, spits water nickels, and says, Ran, what are you talking about? He quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Yoina, who asks that E Sevirolon Darka Shuisha Loristam Bechaticho Lo Matarino Mishum De'enam Argashas. If you hold that it would be the derech to see Dam B'Chaticha, so she'd be Tameya. Aye, there's no Hargasha. The Teretz is, you don't need Hargasha. Why? Zucked Rabbi Willig, because what the Rashba means is that if it's derech Re'iyasa, you're going to be Tameya min HaTayra. Because derech Re'iyasa equals Hargasha. That's how Rabbi Willig understands the Rashba. Right? In other words, the Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha on the Rashba is that if it would be the derech, you'd be Tameya. Understands Rabbi Willig, what that means is that derech re'iyasa is hargasha. That's what Rabbi Willig understands within the Rashba. And based on this, Rabbi Willig basically turns Hilchos Nida upside down for us, no? Because we generally assume that when you see dam on the bedikah cloth, you're tamei min hatayra. Rabbi Willig would say, no, you're not. No, you're not. Why? It's a tiny drop of dam. That's not derech re'iyasa. You're not Tamei Min HaTorah. Chick, chack, boom. Alright, what about the Rambam? There's a Chazaka that it came by Hargasha. Right? For Rabbi Willig, that's like meaningless. Because Hargasha means you have a lot of blood. You have a full Re'iyah. That Rambam is meaningless for Rabbi Willig, no? Another Kasha on Rabbi Willig. I tried to speak to Rabbi Willig about this at one point. Rabbi Willig, like, you know how Rabbi Willig can sometimes like take with his hand and like go like that? So Rabbi Willig says, yeah, I know there's another way to read the Rashba. I know. Enochanam, I think there's another way to read the Rashba. I don't think that Rabbi Willig's read of the Rashba is... I don't think that has to be pshat in the Rashba. But in fact, I'm going to try to show you today that I think Rabbi Willig's read of the Rashba is not pshat in the Rashba. Okay? Ready? Rabbi Willig is saying that the definition of hargosha is normal re'iyah. And therefore, that leads to a kula, that dam on the bedikah cloth is not tamei min ha'tayra. And that could lead Rabbi Willig in the direction of a chumrah, that a woman is on the Mirena IUD is going to be tamei min ha'tayra with the tipacha chi, because that is derech re'iyasa, Rabbi Willig says, no? Since there are millions of women who are in the Mirena IUD, therefore it's derech re'iyasa, as I state, right? That's what he wrote. So I think both of these points are debatable, and we will debate them right now. Yes, sir?
In the previous year, when you wrote about Eliyasha, you alluded to, you said in YU, you don't necessarily hold that way. Was this what you're referring to? The Revelation Sheet or something else?
I don't remember what I said.
So if you, we don't go necessarily according to Rabbi Eliyasha, that on the Tzivos Dvar Melach.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Rabbi Yoshev is saying is similar to what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says and others say, which is that we'll hold of Zivas Dvar Lach because we don't have a choice. Yeah, and I don't think we necessarily hold that way, right? I think, generally speaking, we paskin a halacha based on the classical poskim, and we don't use the mitzias. Again, there's a whole movement out there to try to figure out the derech of psika, and to what extent mitzias impacts on psak, and if everyone is doing something or not doing something, to what extent. It's an interesting academic question, but I think a question like this, where we have such a vast literature in Major League Poskim, we'd paskin based on the normal way that Major League Poskim paskin, and not be backed into a corner and say that it has to be Zivas Dvar Lach as Hargasha. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. The other possible beer in the Rashba is Hazoi. What the Rashba is saying is that if it would be Derech Re'iyasa, so she's going to be Tamei Min HaTaira without a Hargasha. Not that Derech Re'iyasa equals Hargasha, but if it's Derech Re'iyasa, you're going to be Tamei Bli Hargasha, without Hargasha. Meaning, there are two Maslulim, there are two tracks, there are two ways of being Tamei Min HaTaira. You can be Tamei Min HaTorah with Hargasha. Or you could be Tamei Min HaTorah with Re'iyah below Hargasha. This is a famous term that the poskim speak about. No, Re'iyah below Hargasha. If I see a flow of dam and there's no Hargasha. By the way, another raya that seems to Ezra Schwartz, why I don't know if Rabbi Willig Mahalaf is correct, is this Dion and poskim is l'cha'ora completely irrelevant if you hold that Re'iyah means Hargasha. How can I have a Dion about Re'iyah below Hargasha? Like, what the heck does that mean? It don't mean nothing, no? I'm trying to, like, say it. I don't know. But it doesn't mean anything. What's Re'iyah below Hargasha? Like, Re'iyah equals Hargasha, according to Rabbi Willig. But the fact that there's a huge Dion in Paiskim about Re'iyah below Hargasha, that indicates that maybe, or that indicates that Re'iyah and Hargasha are not the same. And one could read the Rashba. That what the Rashba is asking on when the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, asking on the Chidushei Haran, what his question is that, one second, if it's normal to see dam in the Chaticha, she should be Tzimeya because that's called Re'iyah. Even though there's no Hargasha. Yes, there's no Hargasha's dam. But still, even without Hargasha, I can be Tamea with Re'iyah below Hargasha. Look in the Rashba, in the Torah's Habayis, in Shar Zayin, in Bayis Zayin, Shar Gimel. Right at the beginning. Bayis Zayin, Shar Gimel. In the Torah's Habayis of the Rashba. Devar Torah, Ko Isha, Ben Sheyesh Lo Vesas Kavua, Ben Ein Lo Vesas Kavua, Eina Asura Lo Bayla, Ad Shetir Eh, O Shetargish. Listen to that expression. That's really interesting, no? The Rashba, the same Rashba who wrote the Chidushim, is the Rashba about the Torah Habayis. And the Rashba says, Ad Shetir Eh, O Shetargish. Now, the footnotes on this razzle-dazzle Rashba, this Rashba can almost fly. It has, like, everything in it. It's amazing, right? So the footnotes on this Rashba point out that there's one ksav yad of the Rashba that says Achatira Vitargesh instead of Achatira Oshatargesh. That's really important. But the footnotes point out on this Rashba that you cannot say that in the Bayis HaKotzer. The Rashba wrote, Motaris HaBayis HaOrech, Toras HaBayis HaKotzer. This is very relevant when you learn Yerideya, as in Hilchas Kashrus. Oftentimes there are certain differences between the two. And it's also possible, as some of the Achrenim note in Hilchos, in what we normally call Yerideyan, like Hilchos Kashrus, it's entirely possible that the Beis Yosef only had the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, never had the Torah Sabayis HaOrach. Okay, that's like for the historians among us. But the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer writes, Beferish Ad Shetera O Ad Shetargish. Right? And that means that one or the other is enough to be Temeya. That, now, the footnotes also point out that it's not just the Rashba who says this. We have a whole school of Rishonim who say this. That school of Rishonim includes a Meiri. It includes Rabbeinu Baruch in the Sefer HaTruma. Right? That Rabbeinu Baruch is a major, major Rishon in the history of Halacha. He was one of the four students of the Ribal HaTaisis, no? Rabbi Baal Tais have four major students. Rabbeinu Baruch Baal Sefer HaTruma is the student of the Baal HaTaisis who wrote the Halacha book. Right at the beginning. It's a very, very important work. The Sefer HaTruma writes that if an isha is Yoda'as Shira'a Sadam, she is Temeya. You know that you saw Adam. Now that L'cha'ora means that the real Tumas Hanida is when the woman knows that blood came from her uterus. That's the real din of Tumas Hanida min HaTorah. Hargasha, one could say, is only a simen. It's only there as evidence that this is uterine blood. But were I to know that this is uterine blood, so the woman could be Temeya b'li Hargasha. That's l'cha'ora, what the Rashba means in the Torah's Habayis, right? That Hargasha is a simen, because if you hold that there's two maslulim, either Re'iya or Hargasha, so that basically means that the din of Hargasha is proof that it is Re'iya Sadam, is proof that it came from the uterus. So far, so good? Now, the footnotes on this Rashba point out that the Rashba here in Bayis Zion Shar Gimel says Achetera Osha Targesh, but the Rashba in Bayis Dalid, in Shar Zion Bayis Dalid, writes as follows: Devar Torah Eina Isha Mitam O Mishum Nida Achetargesh Bivsara. In Shar Zion, in Shar Dalid, whatever it is, the Rashba just says that you need Hargasha. Don't we say that according to the Rashba there's two tracks, one of Re'iya and one of Hargasha? So the footnote works very hard on this Kasha, and he says something that I'm going to need your help explaining. Zuck, the footnote on this Rashba, the footnotes over here is Rav Moshe HaKohen Brown. He says that Lebaila Re'iya below Hargasha is going to be Temeya. But L'taharos, you're only Temeya if you have a Hargasha. Right? In Shar Dalid, the Rashba is talking about Tuma in the context of Tuma and Tahara. In Shar Gimel, his Lashon is Eina Asura L'Baila Ashetera Ochetargesh. Right? That L'Baila Re'iya below Hargasha is Temeya. But L'taharos, you need a Hargasha. Now, in other words, and Hargasha would be like a Siba L'taharos, but Hargasha is only a Simen L'Baila. Now, obviously, this would lead in the direction we already spoke about this Chakira, whether the Din of Nida L'taharos and Din of Nida L'Baila is one and the same or two separate Dinim. This is clear taking a stand on it, but in Svara, I'm not really sure. Especially if I hold of the Svara that we like, of the Beis Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Shmelkes, that the reason for Hargasha, right, is a din of Drachaha Darchei Noam, It's a way of saying it wouldn't be zelo fair. It wouldn't be fair if you know, you're going to be touching food all the time, and l'mafreya, it's going to become temeya because you find out that you're a nida. Is that all fair? That's why you need hargasha. Okay, so I got that. But that l'chor is true l'baila also, no? Why would it be that l'baila, I have a different geder, just in lomdis, right? The din of darchi noam should apply l'baila the same as it applies l'taharis. I really don't fully understand what... I really don't fully understand what he is saying. But again, I think it's mavur in the words, but I don't fully chap the svara of why there would be this distinction. If anyone has an approach, I'd be very appreciative. In my notes over here, I said, Eini maven ka'is. I don't know. If anyone has an approach, I'd be very appreciative. So far, so good, gentlemen? Should we go weiter? Who assumes that Re'iya... Bilay Hargasha is going to be Tamei'a min HaTorah. So besides the Rashba and the Mi'iri and the Rabbi and the Baal HaTruma, right, we also have a Taisus Rid. The Taisus Rid on Nun Zayin Amid Beis basically understands that the din of Badka Karka Olam, right, that she is going to be Tahora. Zuck the Taisus Rid, the reason why you're Tahora is because maybe the blood didn't come migufa, no? Dilma lo badka yafe. There's always a concern that there was like some red stuff, like maybe somebody from before you sat down on this sand and decided to bleed over there. I'm not exactly sure the metzias, but maybe there was blood there from beforehand. You don't know. So therefore, that's why you're tahora. But if you would know for sure that the blood came migufa, so then you're going to be Tameya. By the way, if we are correct, if we have a large school of Rishonim, now we have a Rashba, Mi'iri, Sefer HaTruma, Tosfos Rid, we're going to argue that maybe the Rashi holds this way, and the Sidra Torah say Rashi and Tosfos hold this way. So if we have many Rishonim who assume that Re'iya b'lo Hargasha is going to be Tameya min HaTorah, I would contend that that's exactly why we have Nida min HaTorah b'zman hazeh. No? In other words, you don't have to say Rabbi Willig's Mahalach that dos haste Hargasha. Re'iya b'lo Hargasha is Tameya. End of conversation. Now, what exactly is a Re'iya? Where is the borderline between staining and a flow? So again, that requires a lot of work. We have to figure it out. But I think this might be a potential mahalach. The Rosh HaMedavrim, in this, there was a question before? I think I saw a hand. Hi, Moshe.
For someone like the Rambam who says, he assumes there's a chazaka that there was a hargasha.
So the Rambam is obviously taking a different approach to Judaism. Right, the Rambam is saying, it's usually like that, no? And Judaism is this amazing religion, and then comes along the Rambam and he creates all the problems. But the Rambam, briskers don't assume this mahalach, but l'chayra, this is plush of shad. The Rambam is learning totally different than everybody else. The Rambam is saying that when a woman does a bedika, and you find dam on the eight habedika, she's temeya because there's a chazaka that there was a hargasha. That means, l'chora, even though if I find blood on an Eidadika, come on. Right? You know for sure it's coming from her, right? Again, maybe if there's some maka inside, perhaps. There's no maka. Right? You find dam on an Eidadika. There's no maka. Why are you Temeya? So if you hold like the Rashba, you could say that you're Temeya because that is Re'iya. You know for sure the blood came Migufa. But the Rambam says that's not sufficient. The Rambam holds that Hargasha is an absolute requirement. It's an absolute qualification to be Temeya min HaTorah, as opposed to this other Mahalach that's saying that Hargasha is only there in order to, what's it called? In order to prove that the dam came Migufa. Oh. Now, the Rosh HaMedavrim in this Sugya, the first person who asks his chakira about whether Hargasha is a Siba or a Simen is the Maharam of Lublin, no? In the Tshuvas of the Maharam of Lublin in Simen Beis, and I have such a tshuva, I think I brought it somewhere here, Maybe I left in the Beis Medrash by mistake. When the Chizim Maram of Lublin Simon Beis, Maram of Lublin deals with the Shoel, who assume that Hargash is a Simon and not a Siva. And Maram of Lublin says, I'm going to reject everything that you're saying. I'm going to reject everything that you're saying. He goes through the Gemara on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Zatan Maram of Lublin. We try to bring a raya. Ha'isha shi osa tzrecha ha'veras adam. Reb Meir says, "Oymedas tmeya yosheves tahora." Frek the Gemara. If there's hargasha, why is yosheves tahora? If there's no hargasha, oymedas is tmeya. So Gemara answers, "La'olam da argasha." The emar hargashas me raglaim havoi. Oymedas hoder me raglaim lemakar va'aisidam. Yosheves tahora. The Gemara says, "If she's oymedas." Right, la olam de argasha. If she's omedes, so the me raglayim hader me raglayim the makor vaisidam. By the way, this is something that we'll have to ask doctors. Like, what the heck does hader me raglayim the makor vaisidam mean? Presumably, there are two different passageways in the body. Right, there's a me raglayim passageway and there's a dam passageway. And hader me raglayim the makor vaisidam is like sistrei toira. Right, it probably means that there's some fissure. That there's some crack in the bladder that will leak from the bladder into the uterus. That's probably what it means. It's not a normal condition, but that's the best we could do. But Zakhna Maharam of Lublin, he says, Omedes, it's Hadar Meraglaim Lemokar Vaisidam. We don't know for sure that the Mei Raglayim goes back Lamukar. It could be it goes Lamukar. It could be it doesn't go Lamukar. The Maram of Lublin is saying Azoi. He says that if you accept approach two, the approach that in order to be Tamea, you have to know for sure that the Dam is coming from the Mukar, and Hargasha proves that I know for sure that Dam is coming from the Makar, so that Lecha Ora would indicate that the only thing that's a definite Hargasha is when you know for sure it's coming from the Makar, right? That's the approach too. The approach of a Simen is saying that Hargasha proves that the Dam is Min HaMakar. That means that the only pshat I could have is that it's Dam Min HaMakar. Now, Hadar Mei Raglayim the Makar is a rare occurrence. Well, a fissure in the urinary tract, and it's going to go back. Maybe, maybe not. The Gemara means that maybe, Ken Zayin, it's possible that it's Hadar Mei Raglayim L'makar V'aisidam. It's not definite, it's possible, no? If it's possible, so according to approach two, that would not count as a Hargasha. But if you hold of approach one, that Hargasha is a necessary component, that you need a hargasha, it's a siva. If it's a siva, so you have a hargasha. You have a hargasha, you can be tamei. My Ram of Lublin proves from all the ukimtas in the Gemara, by Hadar Mei Raglayim the Makar, by the Eid, by the Tashmish, in all these cases the Gemara says, La'olam da argasha. Zok my Ram of Lublin, you're saying La'olam da argasha, etc. And none of these cases are definite that it's dam min hamakar. So obviously approach two is correct, not approach one. That is the Maharam of Lublin's rayas. Then the Maharam of Lublin also proves this from the Rambam, that Rambam that Moshe mentioned a few minutes ago, the Rambam that says that dam on the bedika is cheskas sheba bahargosha. Ad kan divrei Maharam of Lublin. Now, we can reject the Maharam of Lublin's rayas in two ways. Ready? And both of these ways are things that we learned. The amazing thing about this Gemara is it's like Baba Basra. You're saying the same, if you ever learned Cheskas Abatim, you're saying the same svara as the entire parak, just back and forth, no? You notice that? Like, anyone was here in Yeshiva when we did Cheskas Abatim? Anyone do? It's like, okay. So in the back of the Chidushei HaRashba, right. For some reason, this is like true only in Nida. Right. In the back of the Chidushei HaRashba, they have like essays that the Madir, the fellow who put up the notes on the Rashba, wrote essays on in Yanei Nida. So, Simon Dalid, Rabbi David Metzger, has an essay about Hargasha. And he says, you know what? The Rashba is very interesting. Well, I shouldn't say the Rashba, but the Maharam of Lublin is very interesting. Because the Maharam of Lublin is saying that in the case of, let's talk about the case, the Isha is Mashtina Omedes. She's urinating, standing up. So the Gemara says, Hod the Meiraglaim Amakar Ba'aisi Dama, Olam the Argasha, but the Meiraglaim goes back, and Dama comes out. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Says Reb David Metzger, obviously, Maharam of Lublin is saying, you see from this Gemara, that she had a hargosha. Aye, but the hargosha isn't definite that the dam came. Elam, I have a raya that hargosha is a siba, not a sin. That's Maharam of Lublin. But who says the Gemara is saying that you definitely had a hargosha? No? Remember, we had the chakira way back when. Now, how do you read this Gemara? Olam de argosha. Do we read the Gemara that she says she had a hargosha? Or do I read the Gemara, we called this in our youth, mansplaining? Right? So I read the Gemara, that the Gemara says, oh yeah, she says she had no hargasha, but we know she had a hargasha. La'olam, the hargasha is, yeah, she definitely had a hargasha, no? If it's the second mahalach in the Gemara, so all bets are off. There's no raya whatsoever, right? Because his raya is that we know for sure you had a hargasha, and who says this hargasha proves that Dam is coming? If the pshat is that the woman says, I had no hargasha, but we know for sure you had a hargasha, so then we could say, oh yeah, and that hargasha that we know for sure, but she doesn't know, that also proves that the dam is coming in hamakar. Effectively, the way he's docha the raya, again, you have to read this section, the bi'urim in Simin Dalid, but I think his dechiya is really based along the lines of that famous chakira, which... the chakir of the placey, etc., about how you understand the olam de argasha. Good. By the way, the case in the tshuva, the Maharam of Lublin, is as follows. A fellow sleeps with his wife, and she ends up becoming a nida in middle of the Tashmish Hamidah. No? So the shayla is, this is not the types of shaylas most Rabbanim in our world get, but in the Maharam of Lublin's world, this is a more common type of shayla. She asks, how do you do tshuva for this type of avera? Do you need the very serious tshuva, like your mamish ban anida, or because she saw a dam without hargasha, maybe I need less of a serious tshuva? Right? That was, right, it's like a lamdan who ended up sleeping with his wife who's a nida, but he's clearing about what level tshuva I need. That's the shayla. So Maharam of Lublin basically, right, first he gives like two paragraphs about hargasha. Then Maharam of Lublin says, you're asking this question, you're a plesheya, you had bia with your wife, samuch levesta, like, you're a bum anyway, like, do more serious tshuva and go away. That's basically what he says. Okay. It's interesting. I don't get too many shaylas about how to do tshuva. I don't know. I get lots of shaylas, but whatever. But you don't get shaylas about how to do tshuva. It's not so common in our world. Another way to be docha this raya of the Maharam of Lublin is found in the Sidri Tahara in Simen Kuf Tzadi Os Tzadi Gimel Dibur Hamaskel V'terem Achaleh, going on and on and on. He quotes the Maharam of Lublin Dilashono. Right? One of the things about the Sidri Tahara is that all you need is the Sidri Tahara. He quotes everybody who he's quoting, the full lashon, and then he argues, etc. And the Sidri Tahara basically says that he thinks the Maharam of Lublin's raya is a good raya. The Gemara says, well, olam da argasha. But, hodam eiraglayim namakav aisidam. You see that you need a full-fledged hargasha, it's not enough to have a simin that it came from the makar. You see that. Good raya. But, says the Sidri Tahara, that raya is only in the hava amina of the Gemara. Acharei kechlos hakol, in the maskana of the Gemara, we reject all of nun zayin amid beis. Comes along the Sidri Tahara, and he says that when Rav Ashi says that Shmuel is going like Reb Nechemiah, that Dovish Eino Mekabel Tumah is not Mekabel Ksamim. What that means is, the way Rashi understood Rav Ashi, Now, by the way, the Sidrei Tahara in different places says different things about Rashi's opinion within Rav Ashi, right? We already spoke about how the Sidrei Tahara felt that maybe Rav Ashi says that there's no requirement of Hargasha at all, right? This is something along those lines, but not exactly the same. This is saying that Rav Ashi is saying that when Shmuel says that you're going to be Tahura by Batka Karka Olam, and Shmuel is not because of Hargasha, like Rashi writes, what that means is that, of course, you need Hargasha. But Hargasha is a simen, not a siva. In the Sidra Tahara, in this Shtikl Torah, is saying that there's a huge change between Nun Zayin Amud Beis and Nun Ches Amud Aleph. On Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara's Hanacha is that you need Hargasha to be Tameya. And Hargasha is a necessary component in Tuma. Without Hargasha, you're not Tameya. End of conversation. Nikuda. However, on Nun Ches Amud Aleph comes along Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says something totally different. Rav Ashi says, all of the Gemaras before that seem to indicate that you're Tamei without Hargasha. You know what that meant? That means when it's Vadai Migufa. If the dam is for sure uterine blood, then you're Tamei Abinatayra. End of conversation. Right? That's what Rav Ashi is saying. That you're Tamei Abinatayra when you know for sure the dam comes Min HaMakar. But when the dam does not come Min HaMakar, when you're not sure, I should say, if the dam is coming Min HaMakar or not, so then we're going to say they're going to be Tahira, when it's Batka Karka Oil. In other words, the Gemara on Nun Ches is totally moving away from the Gemara on Nun Zayin. When Nun Ches is assuming that Hargasha is a Simen rather than a Stira, rather than a Siba. So far, so good. This issue really depends on the drushals of the of Hargasha. Nun Zayin Amud Beis, we learn Hargasha from Bivsara. Nun Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the Mishnah quotes from Rabbi Akiva, that the Talmidim are looking at Rabbi Akiva, hey Rabbi, what you talking about, right? And Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo amru chachomim, dover lahachme, lo hakel, shnema isha kitiya dava, dam yezova bivsara, dam velo kesem. Right? The Mishnah Nun Chesem Beis has a drush of dam velo kesem. Dam velo kesem means that the only time you're going to be Tameya is if you know for sure it's dam, if you know for sure it's uterine dam. If you have any suffix at all, you're going to be tahar. Although ordinarily I have a rule, that's Suffolk Doraisa Lahachmir. But I have some exceptions to that rule of Suffolk Doraisa Lahachmir. This is all, by the way, in the Sidrei Tahara. The Mishnah is very smart. Right? Sidrei Tahara says we have exceptions to Suffolk Doraisa Lahachmir. Last year, Yeshiva learned Kedushin, no? In the fourth parak of Kedushin.
Yeah, talk to the Mamzer.
Mamzer! Sigma says Mamzer Vaday, I'm recommending Vlay Mamzer Suffolk, no? Mamzer Vaday, Vlay Mamzer Suffolk means if I don't know for sure that you're a Mamzer, it's mutter. I suffix to oraisa lahachmir. No, gezeris hakosov that we're going to be mekel on mamzer. Right, suffix arla. Right, suffix arla is going to be mutter min hatayra, even though it's a suffix to oraisa. Right, that's because that's the halacha l'mashim. You see, naikachnim or halacha. We have a few cases where suffix to oraisa is lahakel not lahachmir. We paskin. Halacha kedivni hamiko be'aveil, even on aveilos yom rishon, which is deraisa. Many pasuk in this way, no? Why? So, kach nemar halacha, that's the din. Whatever it is. Now, what the Sidrei Tahara is arguing is that the pshat in Rabbi Akiva of dam v'lo kesem is that, you know what, you're tamei min hatayra only if you know for sure, 100%, that the dam is dam in hamakar. If I could say a svara, even a svara, pardon my Yiddish, that's very far-fetched. A svara of like, Eimar lo badka yofa. Maybe didn't check the ground well. Maybe the dam was here beforehand. Still, that's enough to be metahir. Dam, v'loikesem. Gzeres hakosef. Din dayreis. Now, Nishalat ha-she'ila. Why do I need two drushas? Why do I need the drusha of Vivsara, that you require Hargasha, and the drusha of Dan Velo Kesem, that you require Hargasha? Why do you need both? So the Chavistas has the following argument. Chavistas in Kuf Tzadi Vav Os Gimel. Chavistas Tainas, that Dam without Hargasha might not be Metameyu. But during Shiva Nekiyim, Dam below Hargasha is going to be Soser the Shiva Nekiyim. Okay? Let's go slowly. A woman in the middle of the seven clean days. If you see blood without Hargasha, you are Temeya. Chick chak boom. No? No matter what. Dam. The only time you're going to be tahar during the Shiva Nekiyim is if it's a kesem, is if there's some suffix that the dam is not from you. This would, by the way, be a tremendous chumrah that's known as the chumrah of the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer says if a woman during Shiva Nekiyim sees blood on her underpants, Tameya. Why? How else did blood get on your underpants? No? Like, come on. A little gray matter, Rabbi Isaiah. How did it get there? Right? Tameya. That's a Chassam Sofer. Because the only reason why you're tahoiba when you see a kesem during Shiva Nekiyim is because there's a suffix. During Shiva Nekiyim, if you know for sure that it's dam, but it's dam below Hargasha, says the Chavistas, you're going to be Tameya. You're going to be Soser the Shiva Nekiyim. Why? Because the din of Shiva Nekiyim is that you can't have any tumah mafsik. You need 7 days of complete tahara. And dam without hargasha, the chafza of dam is tamei. Right? We have a principle in Judaism called makor mekomo tamei. Usually you say this like when the conservative rabbi came up with a particular source for a halachic concept. You say makor mekomo tamei. But makor mekomo tamei is a halachic principle that the makor, the dam of the uterus, the chafza of dam is tamei. Says the Chavistas, that drusha number two, right, of dam v'lay kesem, the drusha nun chesem abeis, is necessary because only in that case, only if there's a bona fide suffix, will the dam not be soser the shiva nekiyim. But if it's not a bona fide suffix, then the dam will be soser the shiva nekiyim. That's what the Chavistas Tainus. Look at Reb Kiva Eger by us in Kuf Pei Gimel. Remember, the Shach in Os Beis says, right, the Mechaber tells me that you're only Tameya, who should hargish be Yitziyaso? Zok the Shach hainu min ha-Toyra, avo midrabon and Tameya, afa pishalo hirgisha. Right? That's what the Shach says. Zok ha-gon Reb Kiva Eger, mashma de gam king eno soser. Right? That dam shalo b'hargasha is not going to be soser at all. Now, this already is interesting. How could I come up with this? L'chore, the Chavistas is correct, no? Dam shalo b'hargasha, there's tuma that is mafsik, so it should be soser. How can Reb Kiva Eger say that dam shalo b'hargasha is not soser? That's like what we call re'iyah below hargasha. Now, you know that it's blood from the uterus. How can it not be soser? So I have, near my makom, I have a journal that I also stole from Dr. Lamb's office at one point, called, what's the journal called? I forgot. I wrote it down somewhere. I forgot it already. It's by my makom. I just forgot the name of the journal. But basically, there was a kolal in Yerushalayim that all the heavy hitters were learning in that kolal, no? The Rosh kolal was Reb Betzalel Zsolti. Members of that kolal were Reb Shilo Rifael, and Reb Zalman Nechemia Goldberg was a member of the kolal, And another member of that kollel was Rav Bakshi Daron, the Sephardic chief rabbi. Another member, basically anyone from that generation that you could think of was a member of that kollel. These are like heavy hitters. So Rav Zsolti has an essay where he tries to defend the shita of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. How come it's not so, sir? So what Rav Zsolti points out is that many Rishonim do not quote the drush of Rabbi Akiva at all. The drush of Rabbi Akiva, Dan Gula Kesem, which means that it's Tohar because it's a Safek, is not quoted anywhere in the Rambam or the Torah. And that's really striking, because if the Chavis Das is correct, so I need this din of Dan Gula Kesem to tell me that if there's a Safek, you're going to be, right, it's not going to be mafsik in the Shiva Nekiyim. How come it's not found at all? The teretz is that all those Rishonim who don't quote it understand ostensibly that there's just a single din of Hargasha, right, which would mean sin, effectively. No? If you hold of Bivsara, and you hold of Dam Lekesim as two separate din, and I could say, one's a din of Simen, one's a din of Siva. But if I hold, right, that Bivsara is a din of Siba, Dam Lekesim is a din of Simen. It proves it's the Makar, if it doesn't prove it, if you have a Safek, it's your Tahora. But those Rishonim who only quote Bivsara might be assuming that it's a Simen. That's effectively what Rav Zsolti is saying, if I would summarize Rav Zsolti's Mahalach. So effectively, let's just go back. We have a Tshuva the Maharam of Lublin. Maharam of Lublin proves that Hargash is a Siba, not a Simen from the Gemara. We can reject this in two ways. Way one is that Maharam of Lublin is assuming that when the Gemara says, well, Olam de Argasha, that means that she says she had a Hargasha. But if it's the mansplaining approach, so there's no Raya, the other way that we could reject, that's what it says in the back of this Rashba, the other way of rejecting is what the Sidra Tahara writes over in Sivkat and Sadi Gimel, that, no, the reason why the Gemara Nun Zayin Amud Beis says that you need a Hargasha is because on Nun Zayin Amud Beis we're taka assuming the Hargasha is a Siva. But once we get to Rav Ashi on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, then we're assuming the Hargasha is only a Simen. That's the other way of rejecting it. La Halacha, there seem to be three different shitas in Poskim. What's the din of Re'iyah below Hargasha? Approach one is not accepted the Halacha, because all the Poskim accept the Maharam of Lublin, and as much as I'm trying to make a case that maybe it's not so crazy because the Me'iri holds that way, and the Sefer HaTruma holds that way, and Rashi holds that way, according to Sidrei Tahara, and the Tosfos Rut holds that way, but l'maisa it's rejected. The Rashba assumes that Re'iyah Hargash is Tamei Min HaTorah. Among those who assume that Re'iyah Hargash is Tamei Min Rabbanan, which is the Shach and Sivkat and Beis, there's a machlokas what that means. When I say Re'iyah B'lo Hagash is Tamei Min Rabbanan, so the Gilyan Maharsha assumes it's Tamei Min Rabbanan even Pachos Mikigris. If you have a tiny drop of blood, I'll tell you a case that I had a few weeks ago. There's a woman in town who's a pelvic floor specialist. Right? Basically, sometimes women have difficulty in the osel makom, they have difficulty opening up, and there are various exercises that you can do. So there's a woman who's a pelvic floor specialist, and she's teaching this woman exercises. And she tells this woman, by the way, I see a little bit of blood inside, a tiny drop of blood. Is she Tamei Min HaTorah or not? Gotta stroke your beard. Tamei Min HaTorah or not? So, a tiny drop of blood. Is it Migufa? Yeah, it's Migufa. Is there Hargasha? For sure, no Hargasha. Right? Down below Hargasha, tiny drop. How much is Tamei? Well, the Gilyan Maharsha assumes that you're going to be Tamei even the tiniest drop. But the Torah's Hashlamim on this page assumes that you're only Tamei if you see Kikris V'ayit. No? Even though you know it's Migufa. Right? That would be the same case. Again, we happen to assume not like Nechsam Sofer. We assume that you see a stain on your underpants. So even though in all likelihood it came be gufa, we still treat it like a kesem. But is it, if you know it came be gufa, do you have the kula of the size of a gris? A gris is roughly the equivalent size of a US penny. Or do I say no? Any tiny amount is going to be tamei. That's a machlokas between the Gilyan Maharsha and the Taras Hashlamim. This machlokas is a very long dasha machlokas, also about the shear of a gris, no? When I say that you need the size of a US penny, is the pshat that it's a tliya, that we attribute it to a machola, so we attribute it to some bug, like we'll see later on in the Gemara? Or maybe, no, it's not the pshat that's a tliya, that we're attributing it to the size of macholas, it's a shear. Right? The os, you never, well, over here we can't be toila. You know, it's not from a macholas. You know, it's not from a bug. So those who assume that you still need a gris hold that it's a shear. Those who assume that pachos make a gris is going to be tameya, they assume that the din of gris is a tliya rather than a shear. That seems to be the machlokas between the Goyin Marsha and the Taras Hashlamim. You will understand what I am talking about much more when we learn some. For now, just jot it down. Like, Rebbe said something, don't understand the word the man says. Jot it down. I think it makes sense. We'll get to it later. So far, so good? La halacha, most poskim are mekel that Re'iyah B'loi Hargasha has the kulas of ksanim. All of the kulas of ksanim. Meaning, if it's found on Darshin in the Makabal Tuma, is found on Siv Oinim, it is a gris, all of those dinim apply. That's what most poskim assume. Okay, so far so good. Adkan Re'iya below Hargasha. The dinim of Hargasha below Re'iya, is it Kedai? I don't know if it's Kedai to even start it now, just because maybe. We'll just talk about this next time. That's tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. We have only a few minutes on Mincha. I just don't know if it's Kedai. We should go and daf a Mincha. Okay, Chevra. Thank you.